Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here at Jamestown 107.1, streaming at newsdakota.com. And of course, you can listen back to podcasts. Just check out KQDJ Podcast, and you can listen back to any of the stuff that we have on the Let's Talk About It platform. Right now, Jamestown resident is with me, Christian Carey. Christian, thanks for swinging in and talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you here, and we're going to talk about, we've got, a presidential election coming up here in a year, and we're going to talk about your take on this, because you are involved in trying to get Team Kennedy going here in North Dakota. Tell me about this.
Yeah, JD. So, if anybody didn't know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is running for president in 2024, and he is running as an independent. He was originally running as a Democrat, but that has changed. In August, he did make an announcement that he's running as an independent. And with that being said, there comes a few challenges. Obviously, there's no headquarters for an independent anywhere in any of the 50 states. So the people are kind of the headquarters. So I am connected with the National Volunteer Group for the grassroots. It's called the Grassroots Volunteer Movement for Kennedy. And we're just here in North Dakota, and we're trying to get it going and try to spread awareness. And there's some other stuff that needs to happen in North Dakota.
Well, and you're talking about getting his name on the ballot first and foremost, and that is probably tougher than it sounds.
Right. So actually, I would say the biggest thing for all 50 states and all the volunteers that are in all 50 states is ballot access, and that's what the national campaign is focused on, and that's what they're telling the volunteers, the leader of the volunteer groups, and that's what the volunteer heads are telling us. So really, we have until January 1st is when the state opens to collect signatures to petition to get him on the ballot for North Dakota, for him to be eligible to be a candidate for the president so people can vote for him in the state of North Dakota. And then September 3rd is the deadline for the ballot signatures to be submitted. We need about 4,000 signatures, probably a little bit more, for him to be eligible to petition successfully to get on the North Dakota ballot. And right now, we're kind of just looking for volunteers and to basically just collect signatures for him to be able to get on the ballot. So,
yeah. And, 4,000 signatures, it doesn't sound like, a huge number, but it's going to be an undertaking. So you do need some help there. So first, I guess, how would people get involved? Like, what would they need to do to be a part of this if that's something they want to do?
Well, they could reach out to me. We do have the People for Kennedy is what it's called, is what they're kind of branding it. So we have the People for Kennedy in North Dakota on Facebook. That's, people, and then for, F-O-R, mm-hmm. Kennedy, North Dakota. And we're also on Instagram. So on the People for Kennedy Instagram page, you will find information that will help you sign up if you want to be a part of the volunteer, and you can be associated with the volunteer campaign that way. You'll be able to click the link associated with both either the IG account or the Instagram account, I should say, and the Facebook account, and it'll prompt you, and there's sections in there for people to sign up. If people want, like, merchandise, we just have some free merch, for Kennedy, T-shirts, stickers, buttons, things like that. For right now, we're trying to get yard signs pretty soon from the national campaign, but they haven't made them up yet because it is still a little early. But that's how people can kind of get involved. They can contact, they can email us at peopleforkennedynd@gmail.com. It's another way. So,
okay. And this is, again, trying to get his name on the ballot here, and just basically making awareness of his candidacy, right?
Right. Making aware of his candidacy because, not a lot of people know that he's running. I know that there's a heavy emphasis on the two-party system right now, but, America needs a third option as well. It's great to have options in life and everything, and why not, why not this election? So that's what kind of the plea is.
And it feels to me like, and I'm sure you'd probably agree with this, it feels to me that his name is, the name Kennedy is synonymous with American history, but you would think someone with that last name would get a lot more notoriety than he gets.
Right.
He does not seem to get mainstream media attention a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a ton of noise on the mainstream. He does do commentary on, I guess, all sorts of news broadcasts for commentary on things like, you know, CNBC. He's been on a few times, I believe. I don't know about CNN, but he does. Fox gives him some time too, so it's interesting to see. I don't know the specifics of what he talks about on there, but he does reference that he gets to be, you know, pulled for commentary sometimes. So, but other than that, not a ton. So
yeah, and talking a little bit about the candidate in specific, he, you know, obviously his family, long line of Democrats, very famous Democrats, obviously, with his uncle being president, his own father, of course, running for president. He's not a Democrat.
Well, you're right. He's not running as a Democrat, but he still probably will, you know, say that he wanted to run as a Democrat, but he couldn't. Obviously, that's why he declared his independence, as he's calling it, and he's running as an independent candidate. So, and it hurts him. There's videos of him saying stuff like it. You know, it's really tough for him to say that, but he wants to kind of bridge that divide. You know, we all see this divide, this right and left split on just a myriad of different life topics in America. You know, housing, everything, you know, from politics to housing to local things, you know. So he wants to bridge that divide, and it's, you know, or actually it's called heal the divide is what he's saying. So yeah, unification, I would say, would be the big goal.
So what would you want people that might be listening to this right now and don't know a lot about him, what would you tell them? Like, what would be the one thing you would tell them to get them to pay more attention?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, he is not pro-war. I mean, that was the biggest thing that resonated with me personally. And then the no pro-war goes hand in hand with his economic policy as well. You know, we're, you know, he's sending money to foreign wars, you know, giving money out to other countries who are involved in wars and things like that. And he's just, no, we don't want the military industrial complex anymore. We want to invest in the middle class, and we want to harden the middle class, and we want the middle class to succeed, because if you have a strong middle class, you have a strong America. And he wants to go back to that, and he wants to go back to helping the people, the everyday people, because, you know, housing prices went up, food pricings went up, and cost of living is just going up, and it's tough for people out there. And I don't think a lot of people feel heard, right? You know, in the two-party system, maybe, I don't know, but or maybe they do. I don't know, but it's still very apparent that there's an issue with that that divide going on with how hard it is to live sometimes nowadays. So.
So again, this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is Team Kennedy trying to get his name on the ballot in North Dakota, and you need 4,000 signatures. And when do you start collecting those names?
The state opens, I believe, if I remember correctly, January 1st. You can start gathering signatures, if you file with the state and stuff like that, and you can get the forms and start going. Yeah, but like if you want to pre-sign and stuff like that, there's states that are doing that where you can just, you know, get your name down. Yep. And, you know, we'll get your name on the ballot, that kind of thing. So,
and if people want to get involved in the process, you know, stand with you on this and get involved, again, how do they do that?
Awesome. Yeah, like they can go to the People for Kennedy Facebook page and Instagram page. That's People for Kennedy, like, you know, four, not the number, or sometimes it's synonymous with the number four. And People for Kennedy, North Dakota. And they can click the link to sign up as a volunteer, or just reach out via email at the People for Kennedy at NorthDakota@gmail.com.
All right. Well, Christian, best of luck to you on this. And we thank you for coming in and educating us on this.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's good. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Christian. Christian Carey there, Jamestown resident, talking about getting Kennedy's name on the ballot in the state of North Dakota.